John chapter 10, if you could stand for the reading of God's word. We're not even going to take the time to read the context tonight, but in verse 39 of John 10, it says, "Therefore they sought again to take him," it's Jesus, the Jews got upset. They're trying to take Jesus and destroy him. "But he escaped out of their hand and went away beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized." Listen. "And there he abode." He went to that place, and there he, Jesus, abode. "And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true." And then verse 42 is our text tonight. "And many believed on him there." There. Right there. Many believed on him there. I want to preach tonight on "there is a there." Many believed on him. There is a there. Father, tonight help us shut up our hearts to the truth. Take away every distracting thought, Lord, and do something for eternity in this place. May tonight be the night of victory for someone, Lord. May tonight be the night of clarity. May tonight be the night of encouragement, of healing, of strength. Lord, whatever the need may be, in Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. There is a there. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were driving somewhere. When you're on 35 looking east, you can see a big portion of the horizon. We had heavy clouds all day, overcast. And all of a sudden, there was just a little window that opened up in the clouds. And the sun shone right through that little window. Dark clouds everywhere, but from that little window, rays of the sun were shining through that window. Now, every part of the rest of the city was in shadows of the cloud. But you know what? If you could have got to that spot underneath that little window, there'd been sunshine right there at that spot. Right there at that spot. Amen. I want you to know there is a place in a person's life when the curtain between time and eternity, it cracks open just a little bit, and God comes through to where that person is. There is a place, hallelujah, when there's an opening of the clouds that have been so dark, and the sun comes shining through upon that soul, upon that heart. What are you preaching? There is a there. There is a place where God is suddenly made real. There is a place where suddenly your soul becomes fully alive with spiritual life. There is a place where immediately the word illuminates the darkness of our understanding. There is a place where the Spirit will move on and move in and move through you, and you're never more the same. Hallelujah. How many believes there is a there tonight? Amen. At that place, at that moment, right then and there, amen, I am helped. Right then and there, I am convinced. Right then and there, I am touched. I am spoken to. My life is revolutionized. Right there at that place, when God comes through, I gain the victory. I understand. Right there, I begin to rejoice for what God has done in my heart. You've heard Brother Brian testify many times about at Southern Ohio Youth Camp. He could take you there tonight. It was that crack over here in the concrete, right? Amen. If you vacuumed out there, swept up, you know about that crack. But he could take you right there to that crack in the concrete, and he can say, "There is where God saved me." How many has a there in your life? Hallelujah. I want you to know there is a there. Hallelujah. There is one tonight. I want to tell you, first of all, this evening, there has has always been a there. There has always been a there. For Abraham, there was that place on the mountainside when, at the instructions of God, he took the sacrifice and divided them in half. And in the blackness of the night, God came as a burning lamp of fire and passed between the halves of those animals sacrificed. And God said, the promise I've made to you, I will fulfill. Your seed shall be as the sand on the seashore, innumerable, and as the cloud or the stars of the sky, uncountable. Amen. There for Abraham was that night when he saw the presence of God as a burning lamp. There for Jacob was a stone that was a pillow in the middle of the wilderness, all alone, when in the night the heavens opened up and a ladder was extended, and the angels of God ascended and descended to the throne of God, and he saw God. Amen. There at that place was Jacob's there. For Jacob, he had another there. He was on the bank of the Peniel River, where he wrestled with God. Amen. And in fact, he wrestled with himself by wrestling with God. And by at the break of day, God touched Jacob on his hip. And from that day forward, amen, Jacob forever walked differently. I'm telling you, he would point to that bank of the Peniel and say, there it happened. There it took place. There has always been a there. For Moses, there was in the wilderness at a bush that was burned with fire but not consumed. For Moses, there was a place in the rock that God put him and covered him with his hand and let him see his glory. Amen. For Moses, that was his there. For Samuel, there was a bed when he was a child. In the middle of the night, God began to call Samuel. Right there, that bed was Samuel's there. For David, there was a valley facing Goliath when God rolled David's stone and directed it into the forehead of Goliath and brought victory, and Israel was never more the same. That was David's there. For Ezekiel, there was by the river Shebar when he looked up and he saw a fire that was coming and a cloud that was coming and a wheel within a wheel and those angelic beings with faces of man and eagle and ox and lion. When he saw God sitting upon his chariot throne, that was his there at the river of Shebar. Amen. For the three Hebrew children, there was in the fiery furnace when suddenly they realized the flame wasn't burning, and they realized it wasn't just they three there anymore, but there was a fourth man walking with them in the midst of the fire. For Daniel, there was that lion's den where the Lord shut the mouths of those lions. Amen. For the lame man, there was by the side of the pool of Bethesda when the master came up and said, wilt thou be made whole? And he said, I have no man. Jesus said, now you do. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Amen. There was his there. There for the Samaritan woman was at well. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon. Amen. For Jairus, there was his daughter's bedroom where she lay breathless and pale. But Jesus walked in and rebuked death and said, get up, little girl. And she awoke forever. For Jairus, there was his daughter's bedroom. For the hemorrhaging woman, there was right there in the middle of the street, in the middle of the crowd, at the hem of his garment. She said, there is where I was made whole. Hallelujah. There has always been a there. For Mary, there was at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. For Martha, there was a tomb at the hillside when Jesus said, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. And then he said, Lazarus, come forth. And her brother came forth. And he said, loose him and let him go. For the rest of her life, Martha could point to the hillside and say, said, there is where it happened. There has always been a there. Oh, can you say amen tonight? For Zacchaeus there was up in the tree, branches of a tree, when Jesus said, I'm going to change your heart. Come down from there, and I'm going to eat with you this day. I'm telling you, every time Zacchaeus walked through the village, he'd point up to that treetop and say, there is where it happened. There is where he changed the old scoundrel that I was. Hallelujah. Amen. For the thief, there was on the cross next to Jesus. Hallelujah. He had found no peace. He had found no prosperity. He had found no help all his life. But in his dying, amen, right there on a cross, Jesus said, today you're going to be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. There has always been a there where God has come and touched a life. I want to ask you tonight, where was your there? Hallelujah. If we took the time, could you tell us where your there was? How many's had a there? Hallelujah. Sister Brock, I don't know for sure where it's at, but there's somewhere that you could say, there is where he's right here. Here is there. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to answer the question, what made there a there? What made there a there? In verse 39, it says, therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. Who's he? Jesus. I'm telling you, what makes a there is Jesus was there. Hallelujah. He's what makes there a there. Jesus was there. How many knows Jesus was here tonight? Is here tonight. The second thing that made there a there was the people were willing to leave something to come to Jesus. They left where they were at to come to where Jesus was. What does the scripture say? It says in verse 41, and many resorted unto him there. That's out in the wilderness, but they left their homes, they left their villages, they left their places of business and trade. They resorted unto him and said, John did no miracles, but all things that John spake of this man were true. The thing that made that place there was they were willing to leave where they were to come to where Jesus was. I'm telling you, that's what makes a there, is when you're willing to leave your sin, you're willing to leave your hang-ups, you're willing to leave your doubts, you're willing to leave all of that, leave the world, and come to where Jesus is. If you'll do that, you can have a there tonight. Hallelujah. How many could believe someone could be saved tonight? This could be there, the place where they can say, there is where I found the Lord. There is where I was forgiven. There is where my heart was washed. There is where I was delivered. Hallelujah. Why? Jesus is here. But if you're willing to leave where you're at, we do that figuratively by leaving our pew and coming to the front. But when we do that, we're saying we're leaving our old life. We're leaving the pit that we've been in. We're leaving all that, and we're coming to where Jesus is. Hallelujah. We're going to make through tonight. Amen. The thing that made it was there was Jesus was there. The people left where they were to come to where Jesus was. But the last thing that made it there is the people believed. Hallelujah. Look what it says in verse 42. And many believed on him there. Hallelujah. I hope I'm not getting allergic to preaching. I'll be in trouble. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The people believed on him. I'm telling you, there a lot of places could be there if we just believe. You say, Pastor, we didn't come up front to pray for those with needs tonight. But I'll tell you one thing. If we had believed, and I believe you did, but if you believe, right there in the pew can be the there. You can say, that's where I was when the Lord came through for that need we was praying for. I'm telling you, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about done, but I'm telling you, somebody needs a there tonight. Hallelujah. You need to be able to leave here and say, I've had my there. There is where he turned things around. There is where he spoke to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Brian. My last point I want to share tonight is here. Right here tonight. Here can be your there. There they believe. Here can be your there. I don't know whom I'm talking to. I may not address anyone, but some things I feel in my heart. You're here tonight. You've been suffering through the dark night of the soul, where God seems to be a million miles away. You haven't felt his presence in ages. It seems like God is not even speaking to you anymore. But I'm telling you, right here can be the there tonight. Hallelujah. Where you can say, there God broke the silence. There the darkness went away. There the dark night of my soul ended, and the day star arose in my heart. Hallelujah. There, hallelujah, he came to me afresh in anew. You're here tonight. You've been struggling with a seemingly losing battle with temptation. Oh, but here can be the there. Tonight he can meet with you and give you victory over that thing, and forever. You can say, right there is where he gave me victory. Hallelujah. I overcame. I was made victorious right there. Here can be your there. Amen. Perhaps you are full of hurt and pain tonight. You have been wounded. Here can be your there. I believe the wounded Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Right here tonight, he can come by. He can pour in the balm. Amen. He can pour in the oil and the wine. You might have been wounded for years. You might have been hurt for years. But right here can be your there, where forever you will point and say, there he healed my soul. There he healed my hurt. There he healed my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Here can be the there. Amen. You're here tonight. You've been full of questions and doubt, but here can be the there. Amen. Right here tonight, God can move in such a way in your heart that the doubt flees. Amen. The doubt flees. The questions leave. You become convinced and sure. Amen. And assured. And you'll stand and say, right there is where I got victory over the doubt. And oh, nothing can convince me otherwise. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been sick in body. Amen. Here can be your there. Right here tonight, he can touch you in body and heart and mind and emotion. And forever you can say, right there is where God healed me. I might not even address your need, but I want you to know here can be the there. Hallelujah. Would you cut music? I've been working on the book about the 33 Chilean miners that were stuck all those weeks down in that mine. You know, the story was inundated with it on the news. Just to quickly refresh you, they were a half a mile, or right at a half a mile below the earth's surface. And a huge one piece of rock of that mountain, the size of an aircraft carrier, had begun to move and to crush the shafts of that mine as it went down. One of the awfulest things about when they were in there was they would hear that thing shifting continually and the rock cracking and things falling. We'll go into all the story. The first thing they knew they needed to do, the rescuers, was to get food and medicine, water to those men. And so they began drilling with a three and a half inch bit, began to drill. They drilled several at a time. They say that far, it's like trying to I mean, it's trying to thread a needle on horseback or worse. It's just, I mean, you with all the science, with all the GPS, with all the math, the thing is, that far, you can never go straight. It's like the path of an arrow. It's a parabola for those of you in math. It's like the path of an arrow. No matter how straight you go, it arches, and you have to figure for all of that. Nearly to be impossible. Talked about those men lying up there in the darkness for day after day. Suddenly they hear drilling. They get excited. They jump up. They run out into the open room there, getting ready for that drill bit to come. But then they realized it had missed them. It went over here, or it went over there. Another day, here comes again. Oh, they said, this is it. This is going to be it. They're going to break through to us. They was excited. They ran out in the main room. The drill went right past them. But on one day, they heard that noise again, and once again, they ran to that central room. This time, rock began to fall from the ceiling. And before long, that bit broke through. They put their message on there. They painted that thing. Had some paint. They wanted it to be no mistake that those folks up above had broken through. They beat on that thing. They wanted them to know it. Little 3.5 inch hole. They pulled that bit out of there, and they used special pails of PVC pipe, amen, rigged to put water in and food in. They let those down through there. Those men got those pieces of PVC pipe and unscrewed the lid and got the water out and the food. Put medicine down through. Those men were covered with all kinds of fungi and all different stuff from the dampness and the heat. And they were medically in bad shape. But the medicine came down through those tubes, through that little hole. Amen. Finally, they got a wire down there. Even communication with the rescuers and their family came through that one little spot. I'm too, that's a huge mine. There's lots of shaft. There's lots of different places in there. Every one of those men, they knew where there was. They can say right there is where the water comes from. Right there from that little hole. Right there, that one place in the ceiling, there's where the food comes from. Right there from that little hole, that's where the communication is. That's where we got our drink of water. That's where we got our medicine, our food. That's where we talked to our families. They knew where the there was. I'm telling you, we need to realize things can be dark. We can have problems. There can be times that the ceiling seems like brass when we're praying. Have you been there? I mean, you're trying to pray. You're trying to do right. But the ceiling seems like brass. But I'm convinced of one thing. When I can't get out, when I can't get away from that spot, when I can't get through to God, He is able to drill to me. Hallelujah. And when He opens up, amen, that ceiling of brass, amen, right there at that spot, I know that's where that heavenly refreshment's coming from. I know that right there from that spot is where the communication's going to start coming through. I know that right there at that spot is where the medicine's going to come through from that's going to heal my soul. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, He can make a there for you. I said, He can make a there. Right here can be your there. Oh, hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet? I want to ask one more question. How long has it been since there has been a there in your life? When's the last time there was a there in your life? Here can be your there tonight. I know this may be the oddest altar call you've ever heard, but here in a minute I'm going to ask you to come if you need a there. I believe there's folks here tonight, Brother Rose, they need a there. But I want you to believe those three things as you come tonight. Jesus is here. If you'll leave all that other stuff, all that doubt, all that voice of the enemy, all, if you'll leave that, and if you'll believe, right here can be your there. If you need a there tonight, I want you to begin to come right now and say, God, I need a there. I need a way open up to heaven. I need to hear the voice of God. I need to feel your touch. I need something from heaven tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Do you need a there? Would you begin to come? You need a there. Would you begin to come and say, oh God, I need a there tonight. And I want you to believe that here can be your there. Let's seek Him tonight. Let's believe Him tonight. You need a there. You need a there.